For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And the best in afternoon entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's time for It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Now, on Drew Garabo Live.
It's an easy road, Article Sound System.
And your sadness starts to show.
And Josh Heinrich. We'll get back to your calls about the medical marijuana mom. That's a thing. Moms giving birth, testing positive for marijuana. Alabama has prosecuted several mothers who used marijuana during their pregnancies, including one who used it to treat her epilepsy.
Oh, man. That just reminded me of the story. Remember the people from Michigan that were traveling through Alabama and had their kid their baby taken away because they found a couple joints on the dad?
Yeah.
I wonder whatever happened there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that guy that called earlier who was like, oh, yeah, they're never going to take people's kids away for weed, that's a fantasy land.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel that way living in your state or wherever you are, but thinking that the rest of the country is on the same page with that, I just think it's not true.
And let me tell you, you don't want any encounters with DCF or Child Protective Services. I'm not going to go into the details, but I had cause to have them visit my house to make sure that I was providing a safe house for my son. And they will literally check the refrigerator to make sure there is food, check his bedroom to make sure he has a place to sleep, and then grill you. I shudder to think what would have happened had they shown up unannounced and there's burning tree in the house. They would have snatched my baby.
Yeah, they probably would have.
727-579-1025. What's up, Jessica?
So where'd you have it hidden?
Well, I mean, my brother-in-law gave me the heads. He's like, dude, once they come, you know, you got to get it out of the house. It's in my car. Hey, Jessica, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Sorry, the phone kind of went robotic. Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm just calling because she's 2 and a half now. But when I had her 2 years ago in the Tampa hospital, I tested positive for marijuana. She didn't test positive.
Oh.
But they still sent DCF to my house. I had cops in my hospital room. And it was, you know, it was a traumatic experience to deal with.
Talk to me about that. So were you at home and the because in Hillsborough, they're an arm of the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. It's Child Protective Services. Did they just show up at your house and say, hey, look, you tested positive for weed. We're here to search your crib.
Came into my hospital when I was still in the hospital with the baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I had family there visiting. So not only is it embarrassing, but, you know, they'll just come in and start talking about stuff no matter who's in there.
Damn.
You know, I had to deal with them coming into the hospital and trying to not let me take my baby home.
Good God.
So then when I finally was able to take her home, they did schedule an appointment to come the first time, but then they came unannounced about 3 times after that.
Good God.
And I've never had any issues with DCF in the past.
Sure.
So it was strictly based on me testing positive in the hospital.
So what, and I'm sorry if I missed this, what was your weed use like? I mean, were you just burning tree with a baby inside you, or were you taking edibles, or what were you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't technically medical. I didn't get it from a doctor, but the way it started is I was prescribed to several medications for mental health when I got pregnant, and they were okay with me taking those, but I, after like reading about them and seeing the risks that are proven with those medications, I tried to stop take them. You know, I didn't want to take them while I was pregnant. And, you know, whenever you need medications like that, it's not good to just stop taking them. So my best, you know, way around that was to use marijuana for the different issues I have. And I talked to my doctor before doing it, and she kind of off the record told me that it was a lot safer than the medications I was on.
Yeah.
Legally tell me it was okay, but she made it clear that it was okay. But not all hospitals will test you, just some of them do. So the one I delivered at just happens to test. Yeah. And it's actually up to the doctor whether the hospital presses charges or not. So I guess they decided to. I guess I have no idea why.
Are you clear now? Like, are you in the clear legally? Are they still visiting? You get monitored? What's your deal now?
No, not at all. After about the third visit, like you said, they came in, they checked the refrigerator, like walked through the house. They took my 7-year-old into another room and grilled her. So after all of that, they did that about 2 or 3 times, and then they kind of cleared it, and I haven't heard anything since.
Good. Well, thank you. I'll tell you, that's a stressful situation when they come to your house, they're grilling you, and then they pull your kid out of school, and you find out when your kid got home that they pulled him out of class to ask him questions about his living situation. And he's like 9.
Oh, God. I was going to say, good thing it was before the ice pack maniac era, because he could have just threw you right under the bus. I'm like, get this son of a bitch out of here. I can't deal with him anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
My dad's a little unhinged lately. He seems on edge, and I detect a dank aroma emanating from his bathroom. Could you check that out?
That would be messed up, man.
Man, that would be his great revenge. And then I'd be carted off to jail. Be like, Xander, you're going to have to go to the Knicks. Yeah, I'm already there, Dad. Taken care of. How do you think they found out where your weed was?
I mean, I think there is when it comes to pregnant women, I think there is there's a line of what you could do, probably the least amount possible to get you where you need to be. I remember this was in the last 2 years. I went to somebody who may or may not have, been a drug dealer, and they always want to hang out. They always have the biggest bongs, and it's always just so. There was a bunch of people there, and I sat there for probably about an hour with some people that I didn't know, and it was just this gigantic bong going around the room, time after time after time.
Hell yeah!
And then out of nowhere, one of these girls that had not gotten up the whole time stands up, and I swear she had to be 7-8 months pregnant. Huh. And I mean, that's not okay.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I understand if you got to get a little medicine in you to stop the morning sickness, do what you got to do, but you're not going to tell me that 8 bong rips in an hour is good for the baby.
I only smoke with 8-month pregnant girls.
Actually, my first experience with a pair of Juggalos was that we played a show. We went outside. This guy was like, I love you guys so much. And they were passing something around. And then, his very, very, very pregnant wife was there. And they pulled out a gigantic bag of MDMA as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was just like, no, thanks on that. That's cool.
She's my mouth ain't pregnant.
You think if you had a Venn diagram of women who smoke and Juggalos that the middle's very full?
Yeah. Women who smoke while pregnant, Juggalos. There's a huge, huge meeting of the minds there.
It pains me to know that's true.
727-579-1025. So, shifting gears into today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay. A dude pled guilty in a deadly fist fight outside a Tampa nightclub. He threw a punch, and he's going to jail for 8 years. Two men got into a dispute over a woman's purse outside Club Envy in Tampa. So jealous of people who go there. And 32-year-old Edward Taylor was punched, allegedly, after he reached for something in his waistband, allegedly. And that punch ended up taking his life, killed him. Hmm. Okay or not okay to do 8 years for one punch? Followed by 24 months of probation.
Yeah, this reminds me of Cameron Poe. He was fighting for his woman's honor in the parking lot.
Put and, the money back in the box.
Sentenced to 7 to 10 years at San Quentin.
Don, what's up? Welcome to Drew Graba Live.
He stabbed a guy, though.
So, hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's up, Don? Doing real well. Thank you. You?
Doing all right. I'm at work, but, life moved on.
Me too. What do you do for work?
I am a manager at a law firm.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
They have managers?
Yeah, I mean, you can call us that.
Like an office manager, like an HR manager, like what type of a baseball manager? What type of manager?
That'd be super cool. No, so I basically bill attorneys. We work with a bunch of clients. So I bill attorneys like Morgan & Morgan and all a whole bunch of people.
Oh.
I bill them out for stuff that we do for them.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh. So if I don't like what my attorney's doing, can I say, let me talk to your manager?
Honestly, I mean, that'll get you anywhere. If you're Karen enough, you can get anything you want.
I'm pretty Karen heavy, yeah.
There you go.
So, all right. So, did you call about the medical marijuana and the moms?
Oh, man. I got so, yeah, I mean, I can talk about anything you guys are talking about. But, yeah, that's actually the reason I called.
Thought so.
First off, not cool to go to prison for 8 years for punching someone one time.
Yeah.
Not cool.
He didn't mean to kill anybody, but he did kill somebody.
Right. But, like, I'm a concealed weapons permit holder, right? So, like, we're training to, like, de-escalate any kind of confrontation, right? So you don't pull your weapon.
Right.
So I think that should probably go for just about anyone. Like, just de-escalate it.
Yeah.
So, two dudes outside at a bar yelling, probably drunk.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, for punching someone, I don't think that's 8 years, man.
That's a long time.
Not cool. Yeah. Anyways, so I was on I'm on Paxil for seizures, and my ex-wife and I were going to have a kid, and we were talking to the doctor about it, and he's like, no, you absolutely have got to get off Paxil if you want to have a baby. And I said, okay, well, what can I take that's similar that's not going to be detrimental to a baby? And he was like, nothing, absolutely nothing is going to treat you as well as your antidepressant does.
Oh, wow.
So I said, okay, well, I don't need a baby then. But I have a feeling that kid is probably having more issues, jittery and whatnot, because they were withdrawing from the antidepressant she was on.
Yeah, that's the point, too. But she still tested positive for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the baby was probably hungry because of the weed, but I don't imagine jittery because of weed, right? Like,
well, I don't know. Maybe the mom had ripped a heavy sativa right before she went in for labor, and the baby was just a little paranoid.
I mean, hate paranoid
babies. I'm pretty sure, like, if you were born in the 70s, your mom, all of our moms probably ripped one before going to the hospital anyways. And
not
we're
my mom.
Normal.
My parents never did it, but my mom did burn heaters while she was nursing me. So.
Oh, really? You had that Marlboro milk.
Yeah, I actually had an ashtray indentation in my forehead until I was 6 years old.
Smoke two packs a day.
Yeah, these damn parents. Thank you, though. I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Take it easy, guys.
You too.
I know we're bouncing back and forth with everything, but in regards to the guy that got punched and killed, I wonder if you can prove that the punch that this man threw wouldn't kill a certain percentage of other people, whether it was right in the perfect spot, whatever the, you know, variables were that led to it. If one of the defenses could say it is so rare that this punch could have killed a person,
right,
that the fact that it did is an anomaly and he can't be punished for it.
It's a great question. It would probably go a lot further than his defense, which was my intentions were never to harm the victim. It was only to restrain him, and that was it because I was scared. Well, restraining someone and punching someone, those are two different things. 727-579-1025. Hi, Carl.
Hey, man, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wanted to, I had something before that, but I'll mention that, you know, getting into a fight with someone, whether it's your fellow man or a woman, you never know how it's going to end. So one smack could lead to someone falling and hitting their head. I've watched a whole documentary about it. So one punch sends you to jail. It depends. I mean, you may not be a bad guy. You may not have thought that it was going to be a major deal. Get into a little tussle, whether it's at a bar with your friends, whatever. So that's why I've, growing up in my life, I've steered away from getting into confrontations and stuff like that. But as far as the whole, DCF thing with the moms and the marijuana situation, dude, I've had, when I got with my girlfriend, and over the years, going on 4 years now.
Congratulations, man.
Don't delay.
Well, so hear me out. So literally, you know, being a stepfather, next thing you know, the school that my stepdaughter was going to, she was saying that she was having headaches, and out of nowhere, they were like, oh, well, you need to get her tested for her eyes.
Who was having headaches?
Oh, Carl. I mean, John.
You know, next. Oh, gosh. You're making me nervous now. Anyways.
Sorry. 727-579-1025.
I thought the first take was perfect. Honestly, the one single take, because he's right in the sense of, It's almost like your theory behind not helping people on the side of the road.
Right.
You're trying to do the right thing,
yep.
but you could be hit by a car or jumping in to save somebody. You could end up drowning. Even if you're fighting a noble fight and you have no reason to believe that you're going to kill anybody, it could very well, a trip, a fall, a hit on the corner of a table,
Dang.
And then not... And then you're losing your life, too. Like, you've not only got to deal with the fact that you killed somebody, even though you didn't mean to, but just, it's not, I don't know, what's being worse, being dead or being in prison?
Being dead is always worse.
Well, yeah. So, either way, it's bad. You're going to maybe go to prison for the rest of your life.
What's up, Ned?
What's up? I heard you were, people are on there imitating my voice, and I'm not too happy about it. I don't have a lot of heat, but I got a little bit of heat.
So, wait a minute.
This is Ned.
This really sounds like Ned.
The real deal? The real MF'ing deal?
Is this really Nedley Mandingo?
Ask me anything, dude. I mean, some fat Hoosier trademarked my voice, so anytime anybody uses my voice, it costs me 50 cents a syllable, so that's why I'm calling in.
Dude, this
totally
is Ned.
Him. That's totally him.
This is Ned.
Right? Like, I mean, if it's not, it's somebody doing a damn good... What are your initials in real life, sir?
MVW.
Oh, man. It's totally... Yeah. Well, whether or not it is you, for real, it's great to hear from you, and thank you for lightening our spirits today.
Yeah, well, it's good to talk to you, Drew Garaba. I've said the horrible things about you in the past, really awful, and I just wanted to say it was the fentanyl talking, and I apologize deeply.
All water under the bridge, my man. I said some horrible things that I regret as well, and, you know, one day we'll...
Tell them to me now. Tell me those horrible things right now.
I can't, but let's get together over some beverages, all right?
Oh, let's do it.
Thanks, Nedley.
You son of a...
Oh, my God. I'm starstruck.
Me too.
Dude, wow. I believe that was...
I mean, that was really remarkable.
That was... Well, it was Ned.
I mean...
I don't know anybody else.
That was totally him, because I was trying in my head to think what the voice really sounded like, and it sounded exactly like him.
Yeah, no, that was it.
Wow, I feel so starstruck.
Yeah.
Skip, what's up? So much I want to say.
Hey, what's up, man? That dude sucker punched that guy, man. He deserves that 8 years. And Bubba still sucks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't necessarily, you know, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Well, that was that was really something.
That really, really was. Wow.
Oh, we got to come back and talk about this David Chase from The Sopranos. I think he's way off base. Do you agree with him?
I mean, this is going to be, I think it's a new battle. It's a new battle now that streaming has become so different and where streaming things live. It's not as straightforward as if it happened 5 years ago when everything was a little more cut and dry. Everybody seems to have a problem now with where their stuff is going to be available and how it's going to be available.
Agreed. And we'll get into that next on Drew Garabo Live. You looking for a better way to grow your career right now? This message is for you. Climate Design Home Services is really, really busy right now, and they need to hire experienced HVAC technicians, plumbers, and electricians right now, along with sales and support people as well. Here's the best news. When you join Climate Design, you're going to be part of an outstanding employee-owned company from day one, and you're going to be working in a fast-growing, sustainable industry with a solid future. Climate Design Home Services is located in Clearwater, and since 1973, they've covered the Tampa Bay area with top-notch AC installations and repairs, plus superior home services. And their customers are crazy about them. Just look at the phenomenal reviews they get online. You can take ownership of your own career today when you start working with Climate Design Home Services. Interested? Of course you are. Go to climatedesign.com. That's climatedesign.com.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.